I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. Lucy Lewis spent her life in the place she was born, Acoma Pueblo. As a very young girl there, under the guidance of her great aunt, she began to learn the traditional art of Acoma pottery. Over the next 80-odd years, Lucy Lewis mastered that art and in the process helped bring a new appreciation to Native art. On March 12th, Albuquerque's Indian Pueblo Cultural Center looks at the legacy of the late Lucy Lewis. Taking part is Andrew Thomas, Diné and Native art specialist at the center's Shumulkoloa Gallery. Andrew, welcome.
Thank you so much.
Lucy Lewis was an innovator, particularly in the way she worked on her pottery.
She was innovative in many ways, where she actually have a true connection with the past. The past will be a beautiful black-on-white membris Magallon-style pottery. And for her, emphasis is that this is the way the future generation will understand the true quality of a piece. And the quality of a piece is doing the old method, doing the horizontal coil up to a high shoulder and a restricted form of a rim.
And this is not pottery that is made on a wheel.
No. No, there's no such thing as wheel. So everything has to be done manually. And usually what they do from square one, actually address mother clay or grandmother clay, give me good clay. And luckily, New Mexico and Arizona were blessed with a beautiful, rich deposit of clay. What Lucy Lewis separated from other potters is that the key essence was that you don't add limited temper. Temper is adding to the clay. It was just 100% clay. When we say Acoma, Acome simply means the people of the White Rock. And that White Rock is a deposit of the huge gypsum that they often known for. So if you really look at the southwest quadrant of our state, a lot of the Pueblos will share that whiteness. So there's a huge difference where if you're going to use 100% clay, like in hands of Lucy, you've got to be very skilled. And it's not only clay, a clump of clay, it's something that's very living. There's spirits in these pots.
And the look of Lucy Lewis's pottery was distinctive.
Yes. She didn't really get into that I refer to as razzle dazzle, where you go into the finer lines and gets a little intricacy, and then it dazzled by adding a huge line. She emphasized the broader lines. All these lines represent something that she believed in. The mouth of the deer, there's a heart line going to the heart to stand for longevity. And certainly Lucy did that longevity to the heart, because she passed an age of 95.
Right.
So she really stood her method in her way. This is tradition. This is the connection from the past. Living with nature, harmonize yourself with your surrounding, self-acceptance from inside. It's a beautiful way to really keep the creator and the stronghold and the backbone of our traditions.
Andrew Thomas has helped organize a celebration of the late Lucy Lewis, one of the 20th century matriarchs of Native pottery. It's March 12th at the Indian Pueblo Cultural Center in Albuquerque. Visit indianpueblo.org for information. Andrew, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.